Thank you for coming. Today's daf is daf ayin, and we'll begin on Samach Tes Amud Beis at the very bottom. The Mishnah is explaining the laws of Ben Sorer Moreh, the rebellious teenager. That's the last of the scenarios of the sins that get the death penalty of stoning. So the Mishnah said, Ben Velo Bas, it applies to a boy who's 13, who steals from his parents. He eats raw meat and drinks this Italian wine. He's engaged in very bad behaviors. But it doesn't apply to a teenage girl who's doing this. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon explained. Bidinu shetehe bas ruilios kiven soro mora. The logic of why Hashem gives such a severe penalty to the rebellious son should apply to a rebellious girl. Why? Shakol mitzuyin etzla ba'aveira. What's the idea of why the rebellious son is treated so harshly? It's because if this is the way he acts as a 13-year-old, what's he going to be like when he gets older? He's going to be molestim as sabrius. He's going to be an armed robber. So better that he should be killed when he's still innocent before we have to kill him when he's guilty. So if you have a young girl who is, you know, stealing and consuming large quantities of meat and wine, she's going to get into a horrible habit. And when she gets into a horrible habit, before you know it, she's going to be a loose woman. She's going to be a prostitute in order to keep this habit going. She's going to be selling herself. She's going to be causing terrible sins. So the Torah should certainly say, let her die earlier before she dies guilty. Well, it's true. That's all logical. Alexera sakosavu. But there is a decree of the verse. The Torah says, ki yel ish bein. There will be to a man a son. Bein velo bas, a son and not a daughter. A daughter is excluded from this law of Ben Sorer Moreh. Okay, next, Mishnah. Me'imasai chayav. At what point is the Ben Sorer Moreh guilty? Answers the Mishnah, Mishi yochal tartemar basar. Once he drinks a tartemar, once he eats a tartemar worth of meat, Yishtechatzi log yayin, and he drinks half a log of wine, which is Italian, ha'italki, an Italian wine. So that's a very good wine. So if he drinks such a huge amount, he's going to want more and more. He's going to become addicted and eventually be an armed robber. Rabbi Yossi says, more mane basar. It's once he eats a full mane of meat, which is 100 dinars worth of meat, the log yayin, and a full log of wine. Achal b'chaburas mitzvah. However, what happens if he eats this huge amount of meat and drinks this huge amount of wine, but he's doing it as a mitzvah? Let's say it's a siyum masechta, it's a wedding, it's a bris milah, or for example, achar b'ibur achodesh. If he ate on the day of extending the month, apparently there was a custom to make a meal the day they would make the month longer, if they would add a 30th day, and they would then make a meal, a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, or Achal Maaser Sheni B'Yushalayim. Let's say the wine was Maaser Sheni wine, and he drank it in Yerushalayim. Or Achal, that's if he did it as a mitzvah. Or if this rebellious son, Achal Nevelos Utrefos, he ate non-kosher, animals that hadn't been slaughtered, an animal that has a blemish in its lung, or, you know, some other blemish that won't let it live for 12 months, Shkatzimur Amasim, or creepy crawlers, or if he ate, you know, things, in parentheses it says, things that Trumas and Maestros weren't separated from, others take it out, Achal davar shehu mitzvah, or he ate something where there's a mitzvah to eat it, or davar shehu avera, something where there's a sin to eat it. Achal kol ma'achal v'lo achal basar. He stuffed himself with food, but it wasn't meat. Shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yayin. He drank some liquid, but it wasn't wine. Eino nasa ben soro moreh. So in all of these cases, he does not become a rebellious son. It's only ad sheyochal basar v'yishte yayin. It has to be that he eats a large quantity of meat and he drinks a large quantity of wine. Shenamar, the Torah says, he's a zoleil v'sovei. He's stuffing himself. He's sating himself. Af Pishen Raila David, it may not be a proof that Zolel and Sove is only meat and wine. But Zechel Adavar, there is hints to that. Shenamar, as it says, Al Tehi Besov E Yayin, don't be amongst those who are sated with wine. Bezololei Basar Lamo, those who are stuffing themselves with meat. So you see that meat is connected to Zolel, Sove is connected to wine, and that's what would make him into a Ben Sorer Moreh. Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira explained. Tartei Marzein Yodeam out. The Mishnah said he becomes a Ben Sorer Moreh according to the first opinion, the Chacham who disagreed with Reb Yossi, if he eats a Tartemar of wine, of meat. What's a Tartemar? Let me talk Shekafu Reb Yossi B'yayin. But since we see that Reb Yossi doubles the amount of wine, the sage has said half a log. He says a full log. So nimsa kofel ap basar. So that must mean that when he his measurements, he's also doubling the amount of the meat. So if the sage has said tzar tamar, he is saying double that. What did he say? He said a mana basar. He said 100 coins worth, 100 dinar worth of meat. So that the weight of 100 dinar. So nimsa tzar tamar must mean chatzi mana. Must mean half of 100. It must mean 50 dinars. Amar Rav Chanan bar Molda. Rav Hanan, the son of Molda, said in the name of the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Huna, Eino Chayev, he's only guilty ad sheyikach basar bezol, if he buys this half a mana of meat cheaply, v'yochon he eats it, and he buys the yayin bezol, and he buys the wine cheaply, v'yishteh, and he drinks it. But if this, the meat and the wine, were expensive, so then he's not going to become addicted, because he's not going to be able to afford it. He's not going to be able to maintain this habit. The Pasuk says, Zoleil v'sovei. He stuffs himself and he sates himself. Zoleil is from the word zol. It's cheap. He's stuffing himself. He's getting this cheap alcohol, this cheap meat. So he's going to get into a bad habit. He's going to start stealing to continue the addiction. Rav Rav Chanan bar Molda, Rav Huna, Rav Chanan, the son of Molda, said another lesson in the name of Rav Huna. He's only guilty if he eats meat that is raw, like the thieves. But if he spends the time to cook the meat, make it into a gourmet roast, then already he's not guilty. Because that's not going to be something that he's going to get into the habit of being a thief about. Because a thief doesn't have the time to cook. So if he's getting into the habit of eating the raw meat, that's a problem. But if he's cooking the meat, that's already not going to lead him to get into the addiction. Same with the wine. V'yishte yayin chai has to drink raw wine, not wine that's been diluted with water. But wine that's been diluted with water is less alcoholic. It's not going to cause addiction. And he's not going to certainly go down this path of eventually stealing to continue his addiction.
So, Rabbi, the conditions are first has to be rebellious. Is that right?
Correct.
And then eat too much and drink too much. Is that
the Yeah, and also eat these things that are addicting. Okay. Any, so the Gemara says that that's so, that it has to be raw meat and raw wine. Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Damir Tarvai, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said, Achal Basar Chai, if he actually eats totally raw meat, the Shasa Yayin Chayin drinks totally raw wine, Eino Nasa Ben Sora Umora, then he does not become the rebellious son. So Ravina, Ravina answered, Yayin Chai, this raw meat that we're talking about, Mazig Velo Mazig, it means a little bit diluted, but not a lot diluted. So in other words, there's a little bit of wine, but not a huge amount, not a huge amount of water in it. And when Rabba and Rav Yosef said that raw wine he's exempt, that's when he drinks totally raw wine, which hasn't been diluted at all. If it hasn't been diluted at all, people can't really drink it, so it's not going to be addicting. Basar chai, when we talk about the raw meat that he's guilty for, is bashel v'lo bashel. It's a little bit cooked. Kibsar kiba d'achdi ganvi, like the barbecue that the thieves do, right? The thieves are rushing because they don't want to be caught. They get their money, they get the meat, they put it on the grill, and they pull it right off once it turns a little bit brown. They eat it when it's only partially cooked. But Rabbi and Rav Yosef were saying, if it's totally raw, just to eat raw meat, so that already is not tasty. That's not going to create an addiction. Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Tami Tarvayu, they both said, Achal basar maliach, let's say it's wine that has been cured, I'm sorry, meat that's been cured, it's been soaked in salt, and it's very, very old, or shasa yayin migita, or he drank fresh wine that just came out of the wine press. So then ein onasa ben soro mora. So that again he doesn't become a ben soro mora, because these things are actually not that great. And since they're not so good anymore, the old meat or the very, very fresh wine, it's not going to create an addiction. He's not going to keep doing it and then have a need to steal to keep his habit. Tanan Asam, we have a Mishnah in Mesechet Tanis. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the eve of Tisha B'Av, lo yochel adam shnei tavshilin, a person's not allowed to eat two cooked dishes as his final meal. Lo yochel basar, he's not allowed to eat meat in that final meal. Lo yishte yayin, and he can't drink wine. V'tanu hinted in Braisa, avol ochel u basar maliach, but he can eat cured meats, you know, the old meat that's been sitting in salt for a long time. V'shose yayin megito, he's allowed to drink the fresh wine that just came out of the wine press because it doesn't taste so good. So basar maliach ad kama, what's the definition of salted meat? That at this point you are allowed to eat it on Erev Tisha B'Av. So Amrav Hanina Bar Kahana calls Ma'an Shu Kishlamim. As long as it hasn't yet been 2 days and a night. So if it's still fresh, it hasn't been 2 days and a night. If it hasn't been 2 days and a night, so then it's still fresh and you can't have it on Erev Tisha B'Av. It's already had 2 days and a night, you could have it. The yain migito ad kama, what's the definition of fresh wine that you are allowed to have an Erev Tisha B'Av? Kol zman shu toseis, as long as it's still bubbling. Aivo atanim, we learned in a braisa, yayin toseis ein bo mishum gilui. The kama, so the Gemara now explains what that means. It's not a question, actually. We learned in a braisa, what is yayin toseis? The bubbling wine, ein bo mishum gilui. There's no problem of drinking it if it was left uncovered. Normally, we're not allowed to drink wine that was left uncovered because maybe the snakes got into it. But this, the bubbling wine, the snakes don't like, so they're not going to get into it. Kama tsisaso, how many days after it comes out of the wine press is it still, you know, tangy, or, you know, it's got this little bite to it? Shloshayam, the first 3 days. So that's true in regards to Erev Tisha B'Av. Hachamai, what about Ben Soro Umore? How long is the wine considered fresh that it's not going to create addiction? He won't be a Ben Soro Umore through it. So the Gemara says like this, Hasam, in regards to the meal before Tisha B'Av, Mishum Simcha, who it's based on joy. So calls Manchu Kishlamim, Nami Yispe Simcha. So therefore, if the meat is fresh, like the Shlam within 2 days and a night, there's joy. Hacha Mishum Imshuchihu. So here, though, it's in terms of being attracted to it and being addicted to it. So even if it's just one night in the salt, lo mimshach, he's not going to become addicted. Yayin, in terms of wine, if it's 40 days from when it was pressed, it's still fresh wine, and he won't become addicted. Adar bar yom. Amrav Hanan. So now the Gemara talks about, in general, wine and some of the dangers of wine. Amar Rav Hanan said, "Lo nivra yayin ba'olam elo nachim avelim." Wine was only created to comfort the mourners because they're in a lot of pain. It takes away some of their pain. And the other purpose of wine is l'shalim sachar l'rashayim. The wicked, they don't have many merits, so in the next world they're going to get lots of punishments. But they do deserve a little bit of reward for their merits, so they get it in this world. How do they get it? By getting drunk. So that's why God created wine. Shenamar, for these two purposes, for the mourners to feel a little bit better, and so that the wicked will get their reward and they can be punished in the next world. Shenamar, that's where there's wine, as the verse says, Tnu Sheikhar La Oved, give the beer, the intoxicating beer, to the wicked person, the one who is lost, V'yayin L'Marei Nafesh, and wine for the bitter of heart, for those who are in mourning. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, here's another verse about wine. My, what's the meaning of the verse? Al teira yayin ki is adam. It means like this: Al teira yayin. Don't look at wine to be attracted to it, to want it. Ki is adam. Shemadim pneim shorushayim b'olam hazeh, because it'll make red the faces of the wicked in this world. and they'll enjoy it. They get all ready. They get all, you know, excited about their wine. But then it whitens their faces in the next world, because in the next world they show up, they don't have any merits, they don't get any reward, and they turn white with embarrassment because they got all their reward through their getting drunk with the wine in this world.
It's interesting because we say Kiddush on wine.
Yes.
Wine has such an honored
part. Right?
Part.
Yeah, that's
and
a good lesson.
Drink it when you're a
no, only an Onan can't drink it. A mourner can drink it.
Wait, also, wasn't wine like the primary drink back then?
It was the primary drink. They didn't have so much water, that's right. But apparently that's the lesson. All these points come together. It is something which is good in moderation. But when the wicked drink wine to get drunk, that's a very bad thing. Rav Amar Rava said, the verse says, Al teira yayin, ki yis adam, what does it mean? Al teira yayin, don't see the wine to be drawn to it, shachriso dam, because ultimately it can lead to blood, it could lead to death. As we find here with the Ben Sora Mora, he gets addicted to wine, and he ends up getting killed because we're worried of what that will lead to. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana asked about a contradiction. Because on the one hand, the verse says in Yirmiyah, Al Dagan Va'al Tirosh. A Tirosh, which is wine, is spelled without a Vav. The Karina, but we read it as Tirosh with a Vav. You will become ahead, whereas Tirash means you'll become poor. So it means like this, Zacha, if you married and you drink wine in moderation, Naserosh, it makes you a leader, because the wine actually opens up the brain and you understand things a little bit better. Lo Zacha, but if you don't marry and you drink too much wine, Naserosh, you end up becoming poor because you spend all your money on the addiction. Rava Rami, Rava asked the contradiction. Ksiv, the verse says, Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh, wine will make people happy. But on the other hand, maybe the way to read it is not yisamach, but yishamach. It'll destroy people. But karina and yisamach, we read it as yisamach. It'll make people happy. So again, it's the same answer. Zacha, if you married and you drink wine in moderation, misamach, it makes you happy. It opens up your brain. Lo zacha, but if you don't merit and you drink wine in excess, mishamemehu, yishamach, it destroys him. It makes a person completely unintelligent. That's what Rav used to say. Chamra, wine, virechani, and nice smelling spices. Pikhin, they can make a person wise if he drinks it in moderation or uses the spices in the right moderation. Amar Rav Amar Rav Rav Shimon ben Abba Amar Rav Chanina. Rav Amar, the son of Rav Shimon ben Abba, son of Rav Chanina. Ma'adichte was meaning the verse. Lemi oi, lemi avoi, lemi midanim. Let me see, who has oi, who has avoi, who has fights, who has pain. Let me psayim chinam, who has wounds for no reason. Let me chachlilo seinayim, who has the, the redness in the eyes. Let me achrim alayayim, those who are late for the wine. Let boim lachkor mimsach, those who want to figure out where the good wine is coming from. So the Gemara explains, when Rav Dimi came, he explained, I'm Rav Rav, they explained in the land of Israel, this pasuk can be understood both going in the front way or in the back way. Either way is correct. So it could be saying like this, who's going to have all these horrors that are listed over here? Oy, avoy, fights, pain, wounds for no reason. Who? A person who's looking for the wine, who's addicted to wine. Or you can read it the other way. Who should be looking for wine? Who wants wine? The people who want wine are the people who have wounds, the people who are in pain. But the people who are secure, there's no need for them to have wine, because then wine is actually not a good thing. If you're in pain, wine is a good thing, because it alleviates the pain. Darish Over Gulila'a. Over from the Galilee taught, Shalosh Esrei Vavin Namru B'Yayim. In the Psukim about Noach, after he comes out of the ark and he plants a vineyard and he drinks wine, there's the letters Vav Yud 13 times in 13 words there. So it's as if it's saying the word Vay, Oy, so pain because of all of this wine. Vayachal Noach Isha Adama, Vayita Kerem, Vayesh min hayayin, vayishkar, vayizgal b'sochalo, and Noach, the man of the earth, became secular. He planted a vineyard. He drank from the wine. He became drunk. He became uncovered in his tent. Vayar cham avi kanan erbas aviv. Cham, the son of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. Vayaged l'shnei achav b'chutz. He told his two brothers outside. Vayikach shem v'yefes es asamla. Shem and Yefes took the garment. Vayasimu al shchem shnehem. They put it on the lap of the two of them. Vayalchu achornis. They walked backwards. Vayachasu es ervas avihem. They covered the nakedness of their father. Vayikatz Noach mieno. Noach woke up from his wine. He knew what his youngest son had done to him. He knew what his youngest son had done to him. So 13 woes because of wine. He knew what his youngest son had done to him. Rav and Shmuel argue about this. Chanan once said, Sersa, what did Cham do? He castrated his father Noach, but Noach was drunk. The other one said, Rivo, he had homosexual intercourse with him when he was drunk. Mandamar Sersa, the one who says that he cut him off the organ, Mitoch kilo, Hervi, because Cham took away that organ to make it impossible for him to have a fourth son, kilo Hervi. That's why Noah curses the fourth son of Cham, he curses Canaan. Madam Rivo, but the one who says that it was homosexual intercourse, Gamar Vayar Vayar, it's based on Xeva Shava. Xevach, it says here, Vayar Cham avi Canaan aser vasaviv. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. And how do we know that that's a euphemism for rape? It says by Dina, Vayar osa Shem ben Hamor, and Shem, the son of Hamor, saw her, and he raped Dina. So then Gemara says, Vishulamadu Amar Sir, so if you're going to say that what Ham did to his father is that he cut off the organ, Mishumachikilo, that's why Noach would curse him, as we said, Bervi, that his fourth son should be cursed. Elamadu Amar Rivo, but if what was done to him was a homosexual rape, Maishna Revi Delatye Behedya. So why is Canaan, the fourth son, the son who is cursed explicitly? So Gemara says, according to that opinion, he did both. Hava Havai. Cham first raped his father, and then Cham cut off the male organ of his father to prevent his father from having a fourth son who would inherit with him. So his father cursed him, cursed his fourth son. Talking further about that story of when Noach was drunk, the verse begins with Vayachal Noach Yishadam Avayitza Keren, and Noach, man of the earth, became secular and he planted a vineyard. Amar Rav Chizda Rav Ukva, Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav Ukva. Some say Mar Ukva Amar, Mar Ukva said in the name of Rav Zakai. So why is Noach called here Isha Adam, the man of the earth? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noach. God tells Noach, Noach lo hayo lachalumu me'Adam Arishon. You should have, shouldn't you have learned from Adam Arishon? He was a man of the earth. Shlogaram lo elo yayin. And what caused him to sin was wine. So you, what are you doing now planting vineyards? Now, why? How do you know that Adam Rishon was sinned with wine? Come on, I mean, that's according to the opinion. Oso Elon, that tree that Adam Rishon ate from, the tree of knowledge, was Geffen. Shachlomen Adam Rishon, Geffenaya was a vineyard. The Tanya is learned in a Bryce. Rabbi Meir Omer Rabbi Meir says, Oso Elon Shachl Adam Rishon Menu Geffenaya. That tree that Adam Rishon ate from was a vineyard, was a grapevine. There's nothing that brings more misfortune to a person than wine. And we know that Adam Arishon, he ends up having a lot of misfortune because of eating from the tree of knowledge. So it must be it was wine that caused all of that pain. Reb Yudah says, it was wheat. Because only when a child is old enough to be able to digest grains, then he's mature enough to say Abba or Ima. That's why this tree is called the tree of knowledge. So it had to be a tree that would make him mature. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Te'inahaya, it was a fig tree. Because we see that they get fixed with fig leaves. They sow fig leaves. So it must be that that was to help them after they had sinned with eating from the figs. All right, now in Mishle, we have the following verse. Divrei Lemuel Melech, the words of Lemuel the king, so that must mean Shlomo. Masa, rebuke, Asher Yisarto Imo, that his mother rebuked him. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Yochai. So Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Shimon Yochai. The meaning is like this. His mother saw that her son Shlomo was too into physical desires. He liked eating too much. He liked wine too much. So she put him on a pillar to give him, you know, pech, to slap him, to hit him. Amalo, she said to him, Mabri, what, this is my son. Mar bar bitnu, mar bar nidarai. What's this, the son of my stomach, the son of my bowels? So Mabri, what is this, my son? Her mother said, Akol yodim shavicha yireshem ayim ava. Everybody knows your father is David HaMelech. David writes Tehillim. David is someone who's very holy. He fears God. Achshav, if they're going to see you, my son, being a glutton, Yomru imo garmalo, they're going to blame it on me. They're going to say he's the son of Bathsheba. His mother caused him to do this. And then she said, Uma bar bitni. And what is this? The son of my stomach. Kala nashim shel beis avicha. All the other wives in your father's house. Once they become pregnant, so then they'd stay away from the king. But I knew that in the last 3 months of pregnancy, the more intercourse, the better for the child. That when the child is inside the womb, and his pregnant and the pregnant mother has intercourse with the husband, so the semen helps the child become healthier and healthier. So I need the I pushed myself in, so that I would have a son, would have a good body, would be very strong, and therefore, so 1 second, I made you have such a strong and virulent body, and because of that, you're going and drinking so much, and eating so much, and having such appetites, people are going to again blame me, so I don't want that. Umar bar nidri, what about the son of my vows? All the women in the father's house, in your father's house, they make all sorts of promises to do mitzvos. They'll say, Shehili ben Hagan Lamalchus. I'm promising to give tzedakah, I'm promising to learn Torah, I'm promising to do all sorts of good things, so that I'll have a son who'll be able to inherit. Maybe my son will be the king. Vanino Daiti Vamarti, and I made a vow the other way. Shehili ben Zaraz Mamula Batorah Vahagan Lenevius. I'm promising to do mitzvahs, so that I should have a son who is energetic, filled with Torah, worthy of prophecy. And now you're going and doing all these things. So Bathsheba gave her son rebuke. Continuing in those verses, Bathsheba says apparently, Alam lachim lamoel, Alam lachim suyayin. What does that mean? Alam lachim amrlo. Don't be like the king, she tells him. Malochaitzim alachim. What are you acting like kings who drink and eat? She shows some yayin and mishtakrin. They drink wine and get drunk. For omrim. And then when they get drunk and they get so comfortable, they say, Lam alanu kale. What do we need God for? So what are you doing that? You should be loyal to God. For the rose name a sheikhar, what does that mean? Mishakol razi olam gluyim lo, someone who all the secrets of the world are revealed to him. You have such wisdom of Torah. Yishte yayin v'yishka ishtaker, he should be drinking wine and getting drunk. Ikadami, another version of this verse, another explanation of this verse, the rose name a sheikhar. Bathsheba is saying, Mishakol rosne olam ashkim lepischo, some of that all the powerful, mighty people of the world are coming to your doorway to hear your wisdom. Yishte yayin v'yishtaker, you should be partying and drinking wine and getting drunk. You're misusing your potential. You're wasting it. Reb Yitzchak said, Minayin shechazar Shlomo v'odali imo. How do we know that Shlomo regretted and in fact he admitted to his mother? Dechsev, as the verse says, Kivar anochi me'ish. Yes, I am a fool. V'lovinas adam li. And I don't have the understanding of a man. Bar anochi me'ish. I became a fool, me Noach, from Noach. He's the ish, tachsiv ayachal, Noach isha adama. And he was the man of the earth, lo binas adam li. And I don't have the wisdom of Adam. Say Adam Arishon, this is Adam Arishon. They got drunk with wine, and I made a mistake of drinking wine, and I regret it, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay, so that concludes the discussion about the horrors of wine. Obviously, it's appropriate. To Ben Sora Mora, he gets killed because at a young age he gets drunk. Then the Mishnah said, though, he had to eat meat, he had to drink wine, but if the meat is meat of a mitzvah, then he does not become a Ben Sora Mora. Acha b'chaburas mitzvah, if he ate meat in this mitzvah party, he doesn't become a Ben Sora Mora. Amar Ravo, explain, Eno Chayiv, at Shiocha b'chabura Shekula Sriken. Even if it's not a mitzvah, the only time he's guilty as a ben sora mora is if not only he eats the meat and drinks the wine, and the meat is only partially cooked, and the wine is only partially diluted, and it's expensive wine, which is good wine, and he got it cheaply, But also, when he ate this meat, he ate it with a bunch of assassins, a bunch of like real low lives, like in a gang. So then, if he's in a gang, so then he'll get used to them. But if he ate a huge amount together with a bunch of modest, delicate, nice guys, so that's fine, you know. It's with good people, with one good person, he's not going to get into a bad habit. So Gemara said, really, but the Mishnah said, "Avu b'chaburas mitzvah in anasa ben soro mora." If he eats it in a mitzvah group, time of the mitzvah, halav mitzvah afagadlav kulas rikin. It sounds like if it's not a mitzvah group, even if it's not amongst the gang of, it's also going to be a ben soro mora. So Gemara answers, no, akamashman. This is what our Mishnah is teaching us. Afagadlav kulas rikin. If he's with a bunch of assassins, a bunch of ruffians, a bunch of murderers, and he's eating with them, if they're eating at a siyum, kevan the b'mitzvah kasek, if they're eating in a mitzvah, it's not going to make him, lo mimshach, he's not going to become addicted. He's not going to get into trouble. And if he just stuffs himself, then he's only in a problem if it's murderers, but if he does it by himself, or he does it with somebody else, or he does it with good guys, again, he's not going to get into the bad habits, and he doesn't become a ben sora umora. And the Mishnah said, what's an example of a mitzvah party? Achal bi'ibur chodesh. If we've decided to make the month have another day, they used to make a party to inform everyone that the month has another day. The name of the baser v'yayin masku, does this imply that wine and meat they would have at this party for the added month, for the lengthier month. V'atani, but didn't we learn a braisa? In olin la, ela befas dagan, v'kitnis bilvad. That they would only bring up to the party bread and kitnios. And so the Gemara, how come this is the Chiddush? Afal gav de ein olin la, ela befas v'kitnis. Even though normally this party is celebrated with bread and some legumes and some beans, the ihu asik baser v'yayin, and he brought meat and wine for achal, and he ate it. Came to the mitzvah ka'asik, since he was involved in a mitzvah, lo mimshich, he's not going to become addicted. Tana rabbanu lintin ebraisa by our sages, ein olin bi'ibra chodesh pachos me'asara b'nei adam. We don't have for this meal to celebrate the added month less than 10 people. We have to have 10 people there. Vein ola elba pastagan kitness, and all we bring in is a little bit of bread and some legumes. Vein ola elba la'ori buro. And we do it on the night after the 30th day. So in other words, there's the 30th day. Then that night, we are celebrating. We're saying, tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Tonight's the first of the next month. And let's eat. Vein ola bayom elba laila. So, and we do it, and we just said, and then after the 30th day. So, Gemara says, that's so. V'atayim went to the Braisa, in olam b'layla elo bayom. We don't go up to this party at night, we go up to the party during the day. So, the Gemara says, what that means is, k'dam Reb Chiya bar Abba livnei, as Reb Chiya bar Abba used to tell his sons, as the day is ending, on the day, as day 30 is ending, achrifu v'alu, go up to the attic to have the party, so that people will see you when they're out in the street. They'll see you going up. They'll realize, okay, you're preparing for the party. And then, achrifu puku, quickly go out of the party after the whole night of drinking. So that people who are outside in the street will see you and they will realize that you are celebrating and that Rosh Chodesh was on day, what would have been day 31. It's not on day 30. Then the Mishnah said, "Achal Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim." If he eats Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim, he also doesn't become a ben sora mora. Why? Came into chiur chehu ka'achilei. So he's doing a mitzvah of meat and wine. So la mamshich, that's not going to cause him to get addicted. He's just going to do mitzvos. Okay, mitzvos are fine. Achal nevelos treifas katzim u'rmashim. Then the Mishnah says, if he eats non-kosher, he also doesn't become ben sora mora. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Achal b'sar of." If he eats chicken, fowl meat, Enonasa ben Sora Mora, because that's not as addicting as meat of a cow. I ask the Gemara of Anantam, Lintin or Mishnah, Achanavelos Sutrefos, if he ate non-kosher, Shkatzimuramashim, or, you know, non-kosher birds, non-kosher insects, Enonasa ben Sora Mora, he doesn't become a rebellious child, sounding like shkatzim not, but tohorin, if it's kosher birds, nasa ben soramori, it would become a ben soramori. So it says, no. When the Mishnah says that the non-kosher bird meat is not going to make him a ben soro more, that's referring to lahashlim. He basically ate a lot of regular meat, and now he wants to add a little bit to get to the amount of tartema, or the amount of amana. So he added a little chicken. So a little non-kosher meat wouldn't be mashed, wouldn't complete it. A little kosher chicken would complete it. But the whole half a mana of kosher chicken, that's not going to make him a ben soru mora. Achal dzvavar shehu mitzvah udvar aveira. Let's say he eats something which is a mitzvah or something which is an aveira, it doesn't become a ben soru mora. What does that mean? Dvar mitzvah is what we explained. You know, what's a dvar mitzvah? That's Tanchumi Aveilim. Let's say he goes to eat with the mourners to comfort them, to make them feel better. So even though that's only a rabbinic mitzvah, that's also going to protect him from becoming a ben soro mora. What's Dvar Aveira? What's the matter of an Aveira? That's Tanis Tibur. If he violates a fast day, he eats on a fast day, so that's also an Aveira. He's not going to become a ben soro mora. The time of Mai. Now why is it that if he does an Aveira in his eating, he eats non-kosher, he eats on a fast day, he's not going to become a ben soro mora? Logically, he would say yes. You know, there's even more of a desire to do sins. Our whole fear is he's going to get addicted to these behaviors. No, Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says that the father and mother will say, B'neinu zeh, inenu shomea b'koleinu. This son of ours is not listening to our voice. That sounds like b'koleinu. He's not listening to our voice. Lo b'kolo shel makom, but he is listening to God. But if it's more than just not our voice, he's not listening to our voice and not listening to God's voice, because he's eating non-kosher, he doesn't become a ben sora umora. Achal kol maicha v'lo achal basar, the Mishnah says if he ate any food but not meat, shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin, a liquid but not wine, he doesn't become a ben sora umora. So achal kol maicha v'lo achal basar, v'suye dveila ki'ilis, even including a dried fig from ki'il. So even though this is a fig that can make a person drunk, it's still not as intoxicating as meat and wine. Shasa kol mashkev lo shasa yayin lav suye dvash v'chalav, even honey and milk. Even though these things can also make a person drunk, nevertheless, they are not going to make him into a ben sora mora. The time of the Rebbeisa achol dvela ki'ilis, if a person ate this fig from ki'il v'shasa dvash v'chalav and he drank wine and honey and he got intoxicated v'nichlas mikdash, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of being high, he is high if he's obligated with the prohibition of not walking into the Beis HaMikdash while drunk. So these things can make a person drunk, and even so, they will not make him into a ben soreru mora. Sounds like only one.
Only one.
Only one.
A lot of restrictions.
They're on top.